can be an extraordinary adventure. More than ordinary. In the gym. At home. At work. More than ordinary. Advice. Without the new agey bullshit.
Welcome to More Than Ordinary, presented by Seven Generation Games. I'm Maria Burns Ortiz.
And I'm Anne-Marie DeMars. And we're here today with a happy version of More Than Ordinary.
Right, because, well, I'd say most our versions are happy.
Right, and one of the reasons I thought we should do a podcast is some of my favorite podcasts just got really depressing. Like This American Life, as I said before, turned into This Depressing Life. So today, I wanted to talk about bringing visions to life or making your dreams come true.
That's a good topic. That's very uplifting.
And it's very accurate because I think if you're going to run a startup or do anything that takes a lot of effort over the long term, you need to stop every now and then and celebrate and pat yourself on the back.
Yeah, that noise right there was our show notes falling, which just goes to show that even if you're a major bajillion-dollar conglomerate company, sometimes your products still aren't perfect.
And the not perfection of bajillion-dollar company products is what we're going to get into next. But right now, I wanted to talk about Fish Lake, which is coming out, because that's an example of something that everyone said was crazy at the time that is now happening. A couple of years ago, I had this wild idea that you could make video games, computer games, that taught math, social studies, English, that could compete in quality with actual commercial video games. And lots of people told me, first of all, you'll never be able to do that. Secondly, you're not the person to do it because you're old. Thirdly, no one cares about kids in low-income schools who aren't doing well. They don't have a lot of money. You should be targeting the children of dual-income families where both the parents went to Harvard and worked for hedge funds. And now, haha, who's laughing now, bitches? Because Fish Lake is coming out on Steam this week.
Woohoo! For the record, I thought it was a good idea.
If you don't know what Steam is where over half of computer games are sold. So if you are going to download something like Grand Theft Auto for your PC, you go to Steam. So check them out.
And not only check them out, but check us out on them as of Friday 12/16.
So that's my first point about dreams really do come true, that you have this crazy idea that I'm going to make a computer game that's just in my brain right now, and I'm going to pull together all of these people, I'm going to raise over $1 million, and we will have something with 3D animation and video clips and sound and art, and it will all come together, and it will be this game that thousands of kids play and improves their math scores. And here's the thing about this. Rhonda sent me an article that she saw in the New York Times the other day about how robots are here, but we don't recognize them because they don't look like what's in the Jetsons.
What was the Jetsons robot's name?
Rosie?
Yeah, it was going to drive me crazy. Yeah.
If you haven't watched the Jetsons because you're too young or you're not into old classic cartoons, it was this cartoon of a family living in the future. And they had a robot, and the kids were taught by computers. And really, what we're doing is making a robot teacher. Just like those robot cars, they don't look like a person. They don't have a guy sitting, you know, that looks like the Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz sitting in the seat. But you're being driven by a mechanical object with a computer in it. And that's, you know, that self-driving car is really a robot. What we're making is a robot teacher in the sense that we constantly are in classrooms looking at teachers and say, what do really good teachers do? They tell stories. That's why we roped Maria in here, who was an award-winning author, worked for ESPN, Sports Illustrated, to help with the storyline. So really good teachers have a story around something. When you make a mistake, they try and identify why you made that mistake and explain it to you. They intervene right when you're having trouble. So basically what we've been doing is making a robot teacher that looks like a game.
Yeah, so all you VC types that are like, meh, tell me, robot teacher sounds really awesome. I think people want to give money to that. And even if you're not a VC type, then you know what? Get a robot teacher before everyone knows that it was cool and get one of our games because, yeah, it's really cool. I mean, the things that we're doing are things that I think, you know, years ago people would have thought were impossible. And now we are making it happen.
And not only that, but your robot teacher will make your kids smarter because we have data to show that kids who played our games improved their math scores. So there. So this goes back to, like you said, people thinking your idea is crazy. We've run into lots of naysayers along the line, and I think...
And I'm keeping a list.
I don't need a list. I just have them in my mind. I remember you people. But I think every major goal that anybody ever takes on, whether you're going to found a company, you're going to make a video game that emulates amazing teachers, you're going to travel around the world, whatever it is, you run into lots of people that say, oh, there's no way you can do it. Either it can't be done, or who are you to do it? So first of all, shout out to all the people who backed us on Kickstarter, who supported us way back when, to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, who and Boom Startup, who gave us seed money. Shout out to you. And if anybody has a similar idea that there's something you really want to do, you want to start a business, you want to win a world title, whatever it is, yeah, expect that it's going to be a lot of work and take a long time. And along the road, people who maybe really do sincerely have your best interest at heart are going to be telling you you can't do it. But here we are, 3 years later.
Almost 4 years when you really think about it. Because it was New Year's-ish 2013, I remember, because that Gangnam Style video was everywhere.
Yeah, it's interesting to see that you identify it by that as opposed to, oh, and Amelia was just born or something.
'Tis the season of giving, which you can do through us by donating a game to a school. Go to 7GenerationGames.com/buy for more info.
Welcome back to More Than Ordinary, presented by 7 Generation Games. I'm Marie Burns-Ortiz.
And I'm Anne Maria DeMars.
You know, and before we took a break, we were talking a little bit about making your idea a reality, bringing your idea to life. And the people that you'll encounter along the way who will say things like, well, who are you? Or what's going to make you think you can go up against all these big, huge people that have been doing it for years, whatever you're in. And we have some thoughts about being the little guy because we right now are.
Small business is one of those things like support the troops that people give a lot of lip service to, but they don't really give a lot of support. I mean, it's nice if you walk up to some guy in uniform and say thank you for your service. I mean, that's a kind thing to do. But how often do you do anything that's really substantive, like hire people who are in the military, hire spouses of people who are in the military, because it's tough for them, too, because they get moved around a lot. Even little things like the Cub Scouts every year, you can buy Cub Scout popcorn and things, and if you don't really need it, you can have it sent to some military base to give to people. There's a lot of talk, what some people call social media activism, that, oh, I support... No Dakota Pipeline, but how many of you actually went on the StandingRock.org site and gave money to the Standing Rock Sioux tribe so that they could bring propane out there, feed for the horses? So my point is, whatever your cause, whatever it is that you think, you can run around and say, tweet Small Business Saturday, but did you really buy anything from any of those small businesses?
I did.
I did too. And I try not to be a hypocrite. I work in America, I run a company in America, and so we buy stuff, say, from Blue Cotton or from the t-shirt place right in our neighborhood, and we get Made in America.
Yes, shout out to Tees on Demand on Lincoln Boulevard in Santa Monica. You should check them out. They have cool shirts, and they're made in America.
Same thing with printing. Instead of having something printed in India, we'll go to Printing Palace right down the street. So... lots of people will hashtag Small Business Saturday, but then they go to Walmart and buy all their stuff and all their Christmas presents. So my point here is really live that change you want to see. Somebody, Eric Gebhardt, who did some of the initial coding on Spirit Lake way back when, his lovely wife worked on a program for sustainable food and local food. I didn't even know what that was. And we were having dinner, and she said, if you buy oranges in... February, and whenever oranges are not in season. But if you buy apples in February and they have to be shipped in from some country like Chile, then think of all of the fuel and the cost of the environment so that you could have apples in February. She said, why don't you just have whatever is in season in your local area? And if you live in California, that's really feasible. And now when I'm in the grocery store, I look and see, was this grown in California? It's just such a minor change you can make. And that's the sort of thing we're trying to do at 7 Generation Games. Make those minor changes every day in our purchasing, development.
Well, one of the things we talked about too when we said cut the little guy a break is that sometimes we've found that people are like, well, your product isn't perfect, or, you know, this, and we're not even where we have bugs anymore, but, you know, oh, well, this isn't exactly the way that I think it should be. But I look at some of the really big products, and we talk about we've gotten rid of all the bugs for the most part, and everything that we can find, we have a whole bunch of people who we say break it and see if you can get things to not work. But, you know, I look at things like Office or, you know, Chrome or anything, and on a regular basis, these giant companies are putting out products that have bugs or that crash, and nobody says, well, that's a terrible failure, I will never use it again. And I think that's another thing when you talk about cutting, you know, small businesses a break, is holding them to the standard that you would hold a big business to. Both, if you're going to hold them to the same standard in product quality, then you need to hold them to the same standard when it comes to things like if the software crashes. Because I feel like that's one of the things where people say, oh, well, I'm not going to try it because I tried it once, you know?
Right. And we said we were going to talk about what's good and make your dreams come true. And really, what's happened for us is there's been thousands of people who didn't take that attitude, that did make a difference, that said, you know what? I think this could maybe help my child, my students, or hey, some of the most interesting people to me are people over 65 who said, I feel like your brain is something that if you don't use it, you lose it. And I'm going to use this like taking a walk around the park for physical exercise. I'm going to do some things where maybe I just learn a little bit more about the Ojibwe or about the Dakota. So the good part of making your dreams come true is that you run into some really cool, awesome people who are the dreamers too, who say, you know, I think this is a good idea. I would like to try this out. The people who are not just doing hashtag Small Business Saturday, but say, you know what, I think I'll buy my Christmas presents from this small company. And we try to be those people too. This is my rant, okay, of what we're not going to be. Small businesses who say, oh, you should support small business, buy small business. And then everything they do, they go out and they buy the cheapest thing that's imported from Bangladesh or wherever. And to me, it's hypocritical because I want you to support my small business, but I'm not going to support yours. So I think that's another just positive thing. The number of people that I see in our small business community who support one another.
Fish Lake is out December 16th through Steam. It focuses on fractions, including word problems, and teaches Ojibwe culture.
And we're back again with More Than Ordinary, presented by Seven Generation Games. I'm Maria Burns-Ortiz.
And I'm Anne-Marie DeMars.
You know, and we were talking before about supporting small business and doing things like that, but one of the things that we have talked about in the past is having a real call to action. So, okay, I want to support small businesses or I want to do these things, but how can I do it? You know, not just being like, oh yeah, you guys are cool on Twitter or whatever it is.
We are cool. I just want to interject that.
And you can certainly tweet that at us at Seven Generation Games. But really, what is a bigger way to enact change? Because, you know, the world is full of, especially the internet, is full of people saying, oh, this, and then not doing anything. So what are ways that we think that people can enact change? And I know you always have lots of ways to tell people to do things.
Well, I'll start with the things that cost you no money. So you can tweet out a link to our webpage, 7generationgames.com. It's a numeral 7.
Or share it with people you know that are teachers or parents. That's one of the things where people are like, well, I don't have kids or I'm not a teacher. But, you know, do you know people with children? Because when you frame it that way, all of a sudden I start getting people like, oh, I do know people who have children. Because unless you're very strange or live in a cave, you probably encounter children at least every once in a while. So people who have children and emailing it too. I think one of the things is we talked about, like, Twitter is great and tweeting it out and sharing it, but a really personal kind of touch, taking the 2 seconds to say, hey, I saw this, I thought you might be interested in it. Or it doesn't have to be email, because we know old people use email, but what about texting millennials? Or I guess people my age too, probably a lot of them don't use email, but those kind of ways as well.
And I think most people underestimate their own personal influence. Like, what about me? I'm just Bob that lives in Idaho. I am not anybody important. What difference would it make if I told somebody? But really, you're the expert to your friends. So if someone says to me, Anne Maria, I saw this computer game and I think you would really like it, or I think your granddaughter Ava would really like it, I'm a lot more likely to go and check it out because Bob from Idaho knows me and he knows my granddaughter. He probably has some idea of what I would like. So you probably have a lot more influence with your friends than some random celebrity.
Yeah, some unknown or some super known reality star. I would not take any recommendations from reality people, but I would definitely take recommendations from my friends.
So that's one thing you do is email your friends, tell them check out 7generationgames.com. You or your friends can go to the App Store and download Making Camp. And we will put in the comments on our website, but it's appstore.com/makingcampfree, all one word. So that's another thing that you could do. Making Camp is free. It even says so in the name. And you can learn multiplication, division, learn about Ojibwe. It's cool.
And so if you have no money, those are things you can do. And now if you have a little money, and we mean like a little money, like Starbucks coffee kind
of
money.
$5.
You can go out and buy some of our games, starting with Forgotten Trail, which is only $5. And seriously, let's be honest. Do you have $5? Probably. And think about if you're buying like Christmas gifts for someone, especially like a kind of random cousin's kid or something like that. Perfect idea, because it is not just educational, so they'll think you're cool. The parent will like it. The kid will think it's cool because it's a cool game. And it's not super expensive, and you don't have to worry about like wrapping it and shipping it and all these things. So $5 will get you Forgotten Trail. And most people, maybe some people do not have $5, and I get that, but most people have $5.
Well, and then here's the other thing. Here's where a lot of you are going to end up buying Fish Lake, Spirit Lake, the whole bit, because it's December 23rd. You realize, oh, crap, I've got these two nieces I did not buy anything for. Oh, so what you can do is you can buy online the whole set, Fish Lake, Spirit Lake, Forgotten Trail. The parents will love you. You can have it emailed to them. And I will even set up something, a special podcast offer that Maria's just learning about now and giving me the funny look. But for those last minute shoppers, you can buy it online. We will send them a link so they can download it Christmas Day, and we'll follow up mailing them the holiday pack. So I will put that up online.
As long as you buy the holiday pack.
Right. We're not just going to send it to them because we like you, because we don't even know you, right?
Yeah, and we will also, in the holiday spirit, put up a little, like, we have a card, kind of a holiday-type card, so you can print that out if you want to say, here, I got you something. Because sometimes people like to open boxes, or sometimes people like to open cards, or that way they know to check their email, because apparently, like we said, sometimes people don't check their email. So we'll also have something up there to be like, hey, happy holidays from 7 Generation Games, and you can print it out and give it to them, and it will tell them what an amazing gift giver you are.
So, shout out to Dr. Joy Harris, somebody who loves you very much, donated 7 Generation Games in your honor. It wasn't us, we think you're cool too. But if you would like to donate games to honor a friend, family member, we would be happy to do that. You can look on our website. Well, basically, I'll tell you how we, because we get asked this a lot. How do you decide who gets them? Individual donations, first priority is kids who are in foster care. And then our second priority is we bundle them, and we will give a license to a low-income school or classroom. So that's where they go. Another question we get asked all the time, can I give the games to a specific school? Yes, you can. Just let us know.
And if you want to know how specifically you can donate or gift a game, so you buy it and it goes to someone else, so check out the blog on our website about how to donate or give a game as a gift. And that'll kind of break it down for you step by step. It's not hard, but it's a little bit easier than us trying to explain it over the podcast right now.
So right now, you might wonder, well, I thought that was supposed to be all about, you know, making your dreams come true and the little guys. And you're saying, donate this and do this. But that's my point, really, is that people often underestimate their own power and influence, that we've been able to beat the odds. We've lasted now, like Maria said, almost 4 years. We've got a game coming out on Steam. We've been able to do that because of thousands and thousands of people who do small actions. So don't underestimate how your little thing about telling somebody about something or donating $5 or downloading something and trying it out and posting a review, all of those things add up to help the little guys. So I wanted you to know that you're part of that.
So thank you from the bottom of our heart. Also, we've been talking a lot about Christmas, and if you're especially in some places like in the Midwest or the East Coast, you might not necessarily want to hear the part that we're going to say next because you're probably in 25 feet of snow. But after the new year, we will be out in Belize and Trinidad, and we're going to be meeting with some people who are working in tech and education there. But if you happen to be working in tech or education there, or you know someone that is, feel free to drop us a line at info@7generationgames.com, and we would love to meet with you or them or set something up, and we will probably not podcast from there, but maybe we'll do some kind of cool video blog.
You might wonder, why Belize? Why Trinidad? Is it that you hate snow? Well, I do hate snow, but that's not why, really. When we developed these games, we were funded by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and everybody says, agriculture? Why are they funding video games? Well, because
they are geniuses and visionary innovators.
And there is some truth to that. What Maria said, you know, she's really being serious. That is not a sarcasm font there.
No, I really meant it. If I had a sarcasm font, I would have closed it with the hashtag / close sarcasm. /
Anyway, yes, it's funded by Small Business Innovation Research. And their idea was that a lot of games are not optimized for remote rural areas that have very limited internet bandwidth, that maybe some of the lower income families on, say, American Indian reservations or in really small towns in, you know, farm town California, you know who you are, that they don't always have the best gaming hardware. So we developed these games so they would run on the web, some of them like Forgotten Trail and Making Camp. We developed them so they would run on lower powered hardware with minimal internet connections, like, you know, like Spirit Lake, Forgotten Trail. So with that, where else would fit those sort of constraints? And countries like Belize, like Trinidad. So while we had developed something to work in fairly remote areas of the United States, we thought, you know what? This would also work in some of these countries in the Caribbean and Central Coast. And Belize and Trinidad are both English-speaking countries, so that's where we're going there. So, yeah, Seven Generation Games, world domination, be a part. If you have contacts in Belize or Trinidad, we would love to hear from you.
Or if you have contacts in education, schools you think might be interested, not in Belize and Trinidad, like here in the United States or Canada or honestly anywhere, let us know because we would love to talk to them as well.
Yeah, actually, we have two teachers coming in on Thursday, one from Warwick, North Dakota, and one from Fort Totten, North Dakota. So, yeah, we're everywhere. We're moving from being a small business to a world conglomerate with your assistance. We haven't got to the world conglomerate stage yet. I feel like I should have my Dr. Evil lair. I have the doctor part.
We'll work on the lair. Until then, thanks so much for listening to More Than Ordinary, presented by Seven Generation Games. Check us out, www.7generationgames.com.
Thanks for listening to the More Than Ordinary podcast.
For more information, please go to our website, 7generationgames.com. And that's 7 as in the number 7, generationgames.com.
If you'd like to learn more about math and history, or increase your vocabulary while at the same time having fun, you can purchase our games at 7generationgames.com/buy.
You can also donate and help a much-deserving student.
And as always, please tell a friend and don't forget to rate us on iTunes.
It's never too late to be more than ordinary.